Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
People are saved from the beginning of Adam to the last person ever saved will always be saved by one way. That's faith in Jesus Christ. Adam was saved looking toward the cross. We're saved looking back at the cross, what Jesus did for us. The last person who will ever be saved, even in the tribulation period, they will know that Jesus Christ died for their sins, and they'll place their faith and trust in Him. Be saved. That's who these saints are that we read in Revelation 13. Verse number 11, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Am I going too fast for y'all? I want to explain this about who these saints are. Okay? Verse number 11, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And for this cause, because they would not believe the gospel, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And then verse number 12, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. By the way, that's a terrible word. Here, you hear it out there. They'll hit their hand on a hammer or a hammer on a hand. You know how that goes. You know, no cusser. They'll say some awful word. That's a terrible word. To be damned forever in the regions of the, because they refuse to accept Christ as their Savior, they will be damned and they will not have an opportunity to be saved during the tribulation period. You know, you hear about all kinds of things being left behind. People pick up, and there's going to be truth to that. That people are going to read the Bible and they're going to understand. But those who heard the gospel, God's going to send a strong delusion, a mental strain that they will no longer be able to understand. Matter of fact, who gives us our understanding anyway? The Holy Spirit, God, okay. Anyway, turn back with me to Revelation chapter number 13. I want to get through this chapter. So these saints are those tribulation saints, the ones who trusted Christ. Let me go this way. There's almost 8 billion people in this world today. Missiologists tell us over half of the world's population still has not heard a clear presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why they're in Solomon Islands, he's going to Thailand, all over the world. Still, there's people who've never heard about Jesus and the blood that he shed on Calvary. These are the people who will be saved. They've never heard. So they'll be saved during tribulation if they accept Christ as their Savior. Okay. Verse number 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Now these would be the unbelievers during the tribulation period whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I would love to talk about that. And I've talked about the book of the Lamb's book of life earlier in the book of Revelation chapter number 3 and other places that talks about the book of life. So I'm not going to rehash that. But if their name's not there, okay. Anyway, let's move on. And then verse number 9, if any man have an ear, let him hear. This is where I stopped my reading 2 weeks ago. It's important. Why is that so important? If any man hath an ear, let him hear. That's used 8 times in the book of the Revelation. 7 times it's to the churches, to Ephesus and Laodicea and Philadelphia and all these other churches, Thyatira. It mentioned that. If you have an ear, listen. Those were to the believers. Now, in verse number 9, if any man have an ear, let him hear. People are going to read and believe. And again, these are people who've never heard. Anyway, pay attention. Verse number 10. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity, and he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Literally, during the tribulation, there's going to be a lot of persecution. And those that are killing with the sword, well, God's judgment is going to be upon them. It's what this is saying. There's so much here, but I got to move on. This is talking about the time of the tribulation, that here's the patience and the faith of the saints. Just wait. Those people, their time's coming. When he talks about he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth the sword must be killed with the sword. Those who are persecuting the believers, well, their day's coming. Okay. Verse number 11, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Now, this individual would be who we would call the false prophet. He's not called the false prophet here, but he's identified. We'll get there in Revelation 16:13, and Revelation 19:20, and Revelation 20:10 is the other references to this beast that he actually is named the false prophet. So now come on this scene. In the middle of the tribulation period, you have the unholy trinity, we would call it. You have Satan, that dragon. You have the Antichrist, who is the beast. And then you have the false prophet, who is that second beast, who comes. And by the way, I take he's going to be a man, as the Antichrist is going to be a man. The false prophet will be a man. It won't be some kind of symbolic yoo-hoo out there, you know, a literal person, that he will be the false prophet. And notice he came out of the earth while the first beast, the Antichrist, came up out of the sea. I wish I could talk about that, about different places. John, but I want to get to the rest of this false prophet and the mark of the beast today, because I can't wait till next week. I mean, all this is good stuff, man. Ain't this good stuff? I can't understand why people read the Bible and they're bored. All right. Anyway, when you get a real Bible study, it's exciting. Anyway, the Antichrist, he comes out of the sea. This beast comes out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. He's actually identified differently, completely, than the first beast, the Antichrist. Because in verse number 2, you see his description, the Antichrist, how he was described. Well, this false prophet is described a different way. Now, verse number 12. And he, speaking of the false prophet, exercised all the power of the first beast, the Antichrist, before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, and whose deadly wound was healed. There it is again. Okay. Let me ask you a question. What is the purpose, the purpose of the Holy Spirit? What does he do? It's not a rhetorical question. You are Bible students. Anybody but preachers, they know what the answer, okay? What is the purpose of the Holy Spirit? It is comfort. He will send you a comforter. But more than that, we read in the book of John, more than guidance. He points people to Christ. We read that in John. He points people to Christ. By the way, we don't worship the Holy Spirit in the way a lot of denominations. He is part of the Trinity, but he is that third person of the Trinity. We're never to be putting that Holy Spirit out. He's subservient to Jesus. Are y'all? This is all a whole other study here, but the office work of the Holy Spirit is to present Jesus, to exalt Jesus Christ. He convicts us of our sin, and he points people to Jesus. This is going to be the ministry of the false prophet. He's going to point people to the Antichrist, where the Holy Spirit points people to the Christ. Are you following? His ministry, his mission would be pointing people to the Antichrist, speaking of the false prophet. For again, verse number 12, he exercises all the power of the first beast before him. And by the way, he is going to have wonders. Matter of fact, turn me to Matthew chapter number 24. Turn me to Matthew chapter number 24. Jesus is speaking, again, about the great tribulation period. Let's begin verse number 21. Matthew 24, 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor should ever be. Again, he's talking about the great tribulation, the last 3.5 years. Are you following? This is a time period. And except those days be shortened, there should be no flesh. Nobody could be saved. In other words, the word saved means delivered. They couldn't survive the tribulation period. If it lasted any longer than that, everybody would die. Because all this coming, all the wrath of God is coming upon the earth. That's what it's saying. But for the elect's sake, those believers, those days shall be shortened. In other words, it's going to be that time period of 1260 days. Instead of it just carrying on, God put a certain time limit on it. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here's Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Now turn back to Revelation chapter number 13.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.